This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No fiddling around here, though. Did I hear Roberta's voice? Where's Roberta? Do I know?
Well, you know what?
What?
I mean, forgot about Roberta.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So we have 7 after the hour. It's Monday morning, the 4th of August. Can you believe August is upon us? Seems like we're just talking about April. Woo! Time. Every night, as we are going to bed, Meredith and I write down things about the day that were important. And we find us that we were laughing hysterically last night when we went to bed. Because it seems like we're just 5 minutes earlier. The time goes so quickly. There's so much going on. And that's a good thing. There are a lot of good things going on. I hope there are a lot of good things in your life. And those are the things that I would love to be able to focus on and concentrate on. However, my job is to bring you into some sort of a knowledgeable position when it comes to some of the issues of the day. And so, therefore, it becomes a test. It becomes work to sort of fiddle around and go through a lot of this stuff and come up with something that won't send you into the crazy zone. So the ceasefire in Israel, all right, blah, blah, blah. The second Ebola-stricken American coming back here to be treated at Emory University, again, underscoring that this is not something you should be worried about. As a matter of fact, most of the things, if you're able to sort of work yourself through, Kenny, the major stories of the day, of all of the things that we're looking at, we usually have 10, 12, 14 different things that are around that are major things that would be a focus of somebody in a newsroom, and then we hear sort of take it apart bit by bit. I don't see anything here that affects, other than what is going on in Lake Erie and the algae, the toxins, the contamination of the water for 400,000 or 500,000 customers in Toledo. I don't see that this is a that there's anything going on today in our country, that affects us. Now, you hear me all the time talking about how important it is to go overseas, understand what's going on in the rest of the world. That's one thing. But how do these events affect you and your life? And I think the Lake Erie water...
Illegal immigrants. That's
yeah,
in the news today.
Yeah.
That affects us directly.
Yeah, but what's new? Other than Congress didn't do a damn thing.
I will tell you what affects us here in the Washington, D.C. area today.
Okay.
The African Leaders Summit in D.C. Right. They have closed down half of Washington, D.C.
Why are we having a summit? Why are we having a summit of African leaders? Why don't we fix our own problem? Why are we having a summit
This is actually a trade summit. I have no idea what we can trade with Africa.
Didn't I see something yesterday, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, that the president wanted to have a summit with African leaders coming to the White House?
It starts today in D.C. It's all week long.
Okay. So... then it does. These people were here for trade
from Africa.
Is our conversation with them only going to be about trade, or is it going to be about how we can help them by giving them money?
Investment in Africa. Right, exactly. Investment in Africa.
Is it federal, congressional? I'm sorry. Is it government investment or is it private investment? If it's private investment, that's great.
They
should be doing.
I think it's both.
Okay, I'm all for us figuring out how we can invest and help bring Africa, frankly, if they want to come into the 21st century. I think that oftentimes we go into places and we try to convince them to come into our world, and they're not ready to come into our world yet. And whether it's politically or economically, they're just not ready for it.
Whenever I think about a place like this that we're trying to help, I always go back and I think of Korea.
Yeah.
And think of how we went in there militarily and then later, I guess industrially, helped Reagan help set up Kia Motors and Hyundai Motors in the 80s. And look at where they are now. And just look at what a thriving, bustling economy that they have now.
Right. And we wouldn't have done that if the Chinese commies hadn't gone into North Korea and tried to. There was no North Korea. There wasn't a North Korea until after the Korean War. But so that's a very interesting way of examining what happened, because you'll hear me say often there hasn't been a war won since World War II. And I don't know if that's a winning. It's not about winning a war, but you did make or help a country. That's a pretty
successful observation. It was successful. I mean,
it may
not have felt successful right at the end.
I was going to say that's a pretty interesting observation for Richie.
The other half of my office here is the American Veterans Center. We have all kinds of Korean vets come in here, and we get their stories on tape. To listen to these guys and what they have accomplished and what North Korea or what I'm sorry South Korea is today is possible because of what we helped them do.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think that you made good sense there. Thank you, Rich. A round of applause. Rich McGrath.
I can leave now.
Yay!
This is my one for the day.
All right, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
You have prepared a queen of cheap report for us.
Yes, I have, dear.
Okay. So you're going to love it. I have found myself, Kenny knows where I'm going with this, but the other two of the people, maybe if you've been listening for an hour or so, you didn't hear me last hour go through the information about a new product called Therma 4.
Ooh.
Therma 4 is aimed at helping those people who, like me, and that's this person who runs this company. This is a big company now. They're selling to all of the sports teams. But this guy who runs the company heard me talking about my shoulder separation over the past couple of months. And he said, this is perfect. This guy will make a perfect, perfect person to pitch our product. So the essence of the pitch has to do with ice packs that you use to treat sprains and strains, and then maybe using hot towels as well. Mm-hmm. So if you have pain and you're treating your pain that comes from strain and sprain with
rain on the plane, mostly in Spain.
But I tried to work my way through it last hour, and we were all laughing sort of, and me trying to figure out how I was going to treat the pain that comes from strains and sprains and this is how you're going to remember this product. It's called Therma 4. Therma, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4.com. That's how you go. This is something's being used in all of the sports applications you can imagine. And I guess I started thinking about it because the NFL first preseason game was last night. Who won? I figure the Giants. Didn't they win? Who won last night?
You know what? The Yankees-Red Sox game?
No.
What are you talking about?
Football. I'm talking about the Thursday exhibition football game.
I don't pay attention yet. The Redskins playing on Thursday. My Redskins are playing your Patriots on Thursday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the point is that with the beginning of the football season, high school, college teams are practicing. Your kids going off to college this week. Crazy time. Try to rent a truck to move stuff.
Oh, right now? Forget it.
Right.
Right. Try to find a truck that you can rent from Budget, from Penske, from Hertz, from U-Haul. You're not going to find one unless it's three times what the normal rate is. It's crazy. Anyway, so everybody's going off to school. They're going to start with this. Mothers and fathers, prepare your children for the activities that they'll be in. And this is for professionals as well. I mean, I'm starting to use this thing. And man, is it cool. So the pain of strain and sprain is going to be taken care of with this revolutionary new hot-cold therapy roller called Therma 4, T-H-E-R-M-A 4, invented by one of the top sports doctors in the country to help you recover faster from injuries. If you're a golfer, I'm going to bet that you have whether it's because your swing isn't quite right, I'm going to bet there's some part of your shoulders or your hips that just feel miserable much of the time, even though you love to play golf. Anybody who's a swimmer, Roberta loves to be in the water.
Yes.
She's somebody who spends a lot of time bobbing and dobbing around, and I'm going to bet that if you swim and you may have some kind of an old injury in your shoulder, you bring it back again. There are all kinds of reasons for using this. Because you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get 50% off by visiting Therma4.com. I'm spending a little more time on this than I might. Otherwise,
about to say, you started this last week.
I don't know. Yeah, right. But I want people to know about it because it's really cool. It works.
It's helpful.
Therma4, if you go to the website, Richie, you'll see more about it. And you can order it by using the code Doug50. Because using my name will get you 50% off the cost as they introduce this product to our audience. 50% off just by visiting Therma4.com, altogether, Therma4.com. Use the code Doug50 to end the pain of strain and sprain. Therma4.com, Doug50 is the code.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinker's reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer Company.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Yes, she is.
Fasanelli.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Roberta Fasanelli here with me on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here she is beginning with her role as the queen of cheap today.
Yes, yes. Let's start with something for today only. If you like to send e-cards, Doug, do you ever send an e-card to somebody?
Tomorrow is e-card? Meredith's birthday, so everybody can
perfect.
Send her an e-card.
Perfect. And today only you can get unlimited free e-cards from treat.com.
Really?
We have all the information for you at DougSteffen.com. And, you know, and you can sandbag these. In other words, you can order them and then put them aside for, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, whatever. And they have an e-card for just about everything, and they're absolutely free. Today only till midnight Pacific time, so from the East Coast you have till 3 a.m. to put these all together. We've also got some deals from Amazon. Buy three, get one free back-to-school essentials. Mm-hmm. We tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com. The Body Shop, now this is incredible. If you love stuff from The Body Shop, first we have a coupon code for you that gives you $10 off a $20 purchase. Then, on top of that, we have a Groupon for you that gives you another $10 off a $20 purchase. So you combine those two. What I would do is first I would use the Groupon, and then I would use the coupon code, and you can get a whole bunch of stuff, and they're paying you to take it home.
Right.
And then, heads up, on August 6th, coming up, free Jamba Juice. We tell you about it at DougSteffen.com.
Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice.
Ever tasted Jamba Juice?
Oh, it's good stuff.
It tastes like orange juice, doesn't it?
Well, no, it's all vegetable juices, you know.
Vegetable juice.
Right? Yeah, like, you know, smoothies.
21 after.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now for our one hit wonder song of the day here on Good Day. Listen to this song. Tell me who's the group.
We've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from. We're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care.
Tiffany's didn't sound anything like this. But this was a big song, a number one hit in 1996. So what we started doing here the last couple of weeks is something that people love to do, put their mind back into a place when they remembered things that were important in their lives. And this song meant a lot to a lot of you, I'm guessing. So what you have to do is tell us the name of the group by dialing 888-302-3684. And we're going to send you, the person who wins this, a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on it. Cool CD. So this is Breakfast at Tiffany's from 96, 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder group, and I'll give you a couple of clues. They are from Denton, Texas, formed in 92 by brothers whose name were Todd and Toby Pipes. That's an interesting name, huh? They broke up shortly after this hit became number one. Todd now coaches a girls' soccer team at Texas Christian College. Toby went on to form three more bands that have had no success. Both brothers own a recording studio in Dallas. All right? So what's the name of this group, these two brothers, that had Breakfast at Tiffany's as the number one hit in 1996? Crank it up, Richie! Richie's talking to somebody on the phone. Richie, you're who? Richie
kind of said, what,
Richie
what,
said
what,
I
what.
Said, crank it up, Richie!
Uh-oh.
Still I know you just don't care.
All right.
Remember the film I said, I recall my face. Book
out
the yeah. And I said,
painting my garage. And while doing so...
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Yeah.
And while doing so, I was listening to TuneIn Radio, and they got stations all over the country, radio stations right. all over the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening to a radio station that was playing Casey Kasem's Top 40 Countdown.
Right.
There's a lot of those from 1979.
I thought it was dead.
He is dead. They're still making money on it.
Yeah, no, he'll be making money.
I
yeah,
heard
he'll
that
be making money on him for years.
Yeah.
But they were playing 1979. And it's amazing the amount of songs that you don't remember that were number 15, number right. 20, number yeah. 35. You only remember the top one or two songs from each week, and this was one of them, and that's all they had was this one song.
All right. Let's get to the facts of the matter, trying to figure out what the name of the group is. We'll visit with Andy first. Andy, where are you?
I'm in Vero Beach.
Vero Beach, listening to WTTB. Nice to have you on board. So what's the name of this group? What do you remember?
I was in high school when the song came out. I heard it on Casey Kasem's, and I remember him saying Deep Blue Something.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's not Deep Blue Something or other. The name of the group is Deep Blue Something.
That's absolutely.
It. It's not like, like you were trying to figure out what the other word was. No, it's Deep Blue Something. So we're going to send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it, courtesy of me, frankly. How about that?
Excellent. Maybe it'll leave some other memories from old Casey.
Yeah, of course it will. Yeah, there'll be a lot of great memories on this, and that's the whole idea behind it, to start off for your day when you put it in the car and listen to this, or at home when you're fixing dinner or whatever it is. It's a great opportunity.
Did we ask Andy what he was doing at this point in his life?
What were you doing? Yeah, wait, he just said he had memories. Were you high school or
high school?
Yeah, I was in high school at the time. Well, I wasn't doing much except high school stuff, hitting the books, trying to get out to college.
Really?
Good for you. It never fails. It's always high school.
High school? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you can remember other songs. I mean, we all have songs. Matter of fact,
the winners of these contests are all the people always say I was in high school when the song was a hit.
Yeah. All right, so if you are patriotic and you want to put yourself way back when, speaking of that, check out our video of the day today at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, commonly people say, Warren, I have to give my dog and cat medication, but there's no way. It's like a major catastrophe when I try to give them the medication. There are several tricks you can use. For example, try to get medication from your veterinarian that obviously your dog or cat is going to take, but that's pretty infrequent. My vet just frequently gave me a pill for my dog. I got to tell you, it's the size of my thumb. There are things that you can do. For example, ask your vet if he can give you a prescription and go to a compounding pharmacy. A compounding pharmacy can take whatever your vet prescribes and put that into whatever flavor you think your dog or your cat is going to be best off with. Getting the medication into them is really important, but so many people try squirting it down the mouth from a bottle, and that can be real dangerous. You can get too much, you never know the dosage. So if your dog or cat has to be on medication temporarily or long term, ask your vet prescription, ask him to recommend a compounding pharmacy. You'll be happy, and more importantly, your dog will get their medication. I'll more next time.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National...
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's an R day. R. Fasinelli is here. R. McFadden is here. R. Kessler is here. And R. Steffen is here. Pretty much.
Okay.
I expecting Roberta to go, R.
And how did R names get all changed?
Because they're your names.
As a K. Kessler.
Yes. The K. Kessler? Okay. But you are R. McFadden.
I am
R.
McFadden.
She is R. Fasinelli.
That's right.
How about R. Steffen?
R. Kessler is my dad.
I was trying to think of a name.
R. Kessler is Ken's dad, right.
Yeah, that's right. He's also a radio producer, so that's an R.
That's right. See, good for you, Roberta. She's on it, folks. She is smart. That's why she's here. Jennifer is smart in that she decided she actually needed a week off to do nothing. So that's what she's doing.
She's having a staycation.
Staycation. Yeah. How do you spell that? Remember that song? S-T-A.
Here we go.
It doesn't work that way well. Today's big story, well, a number of stories. I find this one to be perhaps the most intriguing, and you may not hear a discussion of this elsewhere, thus its importance to you here. The story of Fernando Murillo. How do you pronounce that?
Fernando.
Fernando Murillo.
I am Fernando.
Fernando Murillo was typical of the young Latins who were deployed to Cuba by a U.S. agency. Mr. Murillo was supposed to be working undercover. Didn't have a lot of training in the dangers of clandestine operations or how to evade one of the most sophisticated counterintelligence services in the world. There were a bunch of young Latin utes.
Utes.
Who did you say sent, utes?
Utes. Right. Utes. They were sent in to Cuba as anti-government activists, and they were trying to find other young Cubans. They
really?
Were playing that role.
What year was this?
This would have been before Castro, I'm guessing, right?
It have been, before?
No, this was Obama. This was 2009.
Obama?
Mm-hmm. It was 2009.
Really?
Yep. I didn't know that. I thought it was like a long time ago.
No.
That's why I was interested in it. I'm thinking, oh, these guys.
No, this is 2009. This Obama did this.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Obama do it knowing? You think Obama made they always, when these things come up, well, Obama did it. Did he really?
It began in October of 2009.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is, do you think Obama actually knew this was really going on? Or is this like a bunch of other stuff that's going on in a country that Obama doesn't know anything about?
Do we think the CIA did it without...
On its own.
Right. I don't know.
Possibly. I don't think the CIA goes and asks Obama, by the way, we're going to do this.
Right now, there's a big rift.
With it.
There is a big rift between the CIA and the White House right now. So
Because the guy running the CIA is a lying, no good SOB.
Well, in the Senate was the CIA, or if you remember the story from a year ago, the CIA was spying on certain senators because of defense documents that were taken.
Right.
And now the Senate is all upset with the CIA, and so they've got this big thing going back and forth.
They ought to be.
Yeah, it is quite possible that the CIA is working just kind of...
Okay, but how is the U.S. agency... when I learned a lot about what we were doing in foreign countries, it was because I was taking a lot of trips during the Clinton years with the folks at the U.S. Agency for International Development, the AID, A-I-D, mm-hmm. is the, and the Secretary of Undersecretary of State for Foreign Aid, is responsible for overseeing lots of money. For example, the money that's supposed to go to Gaza, the $57 million to mm-hmm. rebuild schools and infrastructure mm-hmm. and stuff, that would go through the USAID department. So I'm wondering how these two were tied together, Richie. That's the thing, because the aid people were the ones who were involved in sending these kids from Venezuela and Costa Rica and Peru to sort of stir the pot in Cuba.
Yeah, and
but that's not a CIA operation.
What they would do is they would pose as tourists or even aid, working for aid workers.
Aid workers.
This is Mrs. Clinton. Now, see, this could be a black eye for her. This was when Mrs. Clinton was the Secretary of State, right? So she would have been in charge. She is directly in charge of foreign aid. So did she know this was going on? And if she did she tell the president?
She says in her new book that she's pleased to slowly see changes creeping in to the country. So
into Cuba.
Yeah. So I think she's probably, one of the interesting things about this is that a lot of times the CIA will send covert ops and posing as vaccine, help. So to give kids vaccines for measles and all kinds of things. And they had just said that we're going to stop this program because in Pakistan, the people that got the information about Osama bin Laden mm-hmm. were aid workers, quote unquote, aid workers giving vaccines for the measles or something like that, and they found out the Taliban found out that they were posing as aid workers. Now they go and kill all aid workers, and they kill people who line up for shots from the aid workers. So they've pretty much, this cover has been blown worldwide, and they've had to stop it.
Yeah, super. In the name of good, we are in so many different things, so many messes. We create so many problems by sticking our nose into things. And it's because we've got too many people that don't have enough to do. They're screwing around. The CIA should be banned. We've had enough of them. What do they do except screw up things? When's the people save our country from terrorists? Really? Where and how?
You don't know where and how.
You don't know. That's the whole thing.
And that's the reason that they publish.
Every time they're successful at something, it's under the covers. Mm-hmm. You don't see it. You don't know about
it. They use that for their other games that they play, because that's really what this is. It's like a bad spy novel.
Well, it is a spy novel for sure. But, I'm sure that there's a lot of great things that they do. Mm-hmm. But then there's also these things that nobody ever knows about. I mean, hey, listen, we've all seen mm-hmm. Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
We know what's going on, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay, speaking of what's going on, for those of you who are wondering what's going on in Toledo, or what is going on actually in Ohio, I think the essence of this is it's just the Toledo sort of Northwest Ohio problem, although mm-hmm. one wonders about the effect? Because if this is algae that's coming from Lake Erie, is it just because of the industrial farming operations that are the residue seeping into the streams and that seeping into the lake there? Remember when George Bush was running for president and Michael Dukakis somehow or other orchestrated, there was some orchestration of setting Lake Erie on fire.
Wait a minute, well, what is happening in Toledo? You haven't...
Toledo?
Yeah.
The water's contaminated and you can't drink it. So you can't open
your faucet and get a drink of water?
You cannot open your faucet.
You can't even take a shower. You cannot boil water.
You can't take a shower?
No.
Really?
No, it's bad.
You can't do anything.
You cook your water and drink it after you cook it.
Can't give it to your pets.
A lot of toxins, yeah, it's really bad.
Really?
Wow. But remember when Lake Erie was contaminated so badly that somebody, as a political stunt, threw a match into the opening of the Cuyahoga River into Lake Erie in Cleveland, and it burned?
Mm-hmm.
It set the lake on fire. That's how bad the pollution was there. But that was industrial. That was plant pollution, Richie. That was an agriculture.
Well, they're saying this, the algae, and they've got satellite pictures of the algae. If you look at the satellite pictures, I mean, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But they're blaming it on chemical fertilizer from farms wash along into the lake.
But I'm back to where I said
along
before.
With sewage treatment plants.
Well, they're saying you can't even boil the water, it's saying here, because it only increases the number of toxins.
Right.
So you can't even boil it. I mean, there's like nothing you can do with it.
Well, the thing that is troubling here is because I'm very suspicious of the EPA and whether they find all these things, or is this something?
So if you lived in Toledo, would you drink the water?
If I lived in Toledo, would I drink the water?
According to this, you shouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't be drinking the water anyway, because wherever I live, I'm putting a well in the ground to drink the water out of the well.
All right, so if it happened in Los Angeles, where you don't have a well.
Hmm.
What would you do?
I wouldn't drink the water unless I knew there was some way of actually treating it. No. And so then what does that do? Then what you get out of this, and this is the big story, this is the overlay of the story. Without water, what's your life?
Mm-hmm.
And the shortages of water that are cropping up around this country and around, because of the droughts here and there, and around the globe are very disturbing. And what happens, because the political resolution of this is to decide to spend money to desalinate water. 70% of the planet is covered with water.
So that we can go ahead and pollute all of the water within the borders of the U.S.?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't think it's that. Well,
I mean, desalinization is obviously a great thing, but, you know, hey... I mean, you're a farmer. You know what kind of runoff that there could be if there's a massive factory farm with 50,000 cows.
Well, that's the thing that
the
hasn't been.
And the chemicals
okay.
And
so this is the be careful of what you create, sort of, what you don't envision, what you don't think ahead. What Richie is talking about is something that is going to become an extraordinarily serious problem in our country. It already has become an extraordinarily serious. The government. Through coercion, I was talking to one of my friends, a farmer, yesterday, who's he raises the most luscious fruit. I went up to get some of his nectarines and plums and blueberries and stuff to sell on my farm at the farm store, and he was talking about all of the increased government paperwork to have the Jamaicans work on his farm, to the point where he's almost ready to give it up. It's so restrictive. It's become so difficult. You can't get people. I'm having a real hard time finding people to milk my cows. It's basically impossible for two reasons. One of them is that the government has made it so damn easy to collect money, to do nothing, that the people who would have done this sort of work before, who are Americans, are opting out because it's hard work. And the people who would work for a farm like mine or a farm like this guy has can't get into the country. They can't get visas. They can't participate in the H1N1 or whatever the hell the government program is without the farmers spending.
That's a flu.
One.
Right, you know, the virus.
Get ready, because there's more. Yesterday, an international commission between Canada and U.S.
Yeah,
they're talking about urgent steps that are needed to reduce the phosphorus applied to fields, because they think that's what's doing this algae, causing this algae.
Yeah, there's a lot of chemicals.
So they're suggesting that states ban the spread of manure on frozen or snow-covered grounds, because then that's when the direct runoff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. They haven't got a clue. They don't even know what they're talking about. It is it's the chemical fertilizers. The stuff that comes out of the cows is organic. Now, whether that's going to create something in a pond or a stream is something that they have to work pretty hard to prove. They can prove the chemical stuff, the phosphates and the chemicals. The cow manure, in and of itself, what you really need in the soil is urea and the things that are connected to urea. Phosphorus is something that comes out of lime and that sort of thing, Richie. If you dig around, you see that that's I can't remember the terminology that is associated with the things that come out. And in reality, it all comes out of the ground. It's a chemical reaction. They put them together.
If you ever clean your shower or your toilet,
lime,
you see what kind of stuff goes down the drain and back into the water supply.
Yeah.
Shampoos, your soaps, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And think about it. You know, I live in Washington, D.C., a couple of million people. Add it all up.
When you're from, what's the song I'm thinking? When you're
it's your shiny penny moment of the
day.
No,
this is about what goes down the drain. No, this is about what goes down. Is an old commercial.
Roto-Rooter?
No. When you somebody call me with that. Will you? Well, you heard the
Well, Doug thinks about that.
888-302-3684. No, there's an old jingle for
I'm
an
sure
old
there
product.
Is. Who cares? Move
it.
Along. There's nothing to see here, sir.
That's the radio program. You can't see anything anyway. All right. In a moment, the television. Well, speaking of seeing, we'll have the television report, the update on what's going on your television set, some programs that are of interest. Sharknado 3 is going to be prepared for next year.
Oh, no. What city is it going to be in?
It's coming to New Orleans. They're going to get you,
Roberta. Oh, I can't wait. Yes.
12 before the hour on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a man doing a shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing? Because I just got a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. That's a ruler for 25 cents, a comic book for 50 cents, and filler paper for 82 cents. It's amazing how fast you said that. I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal. Not just a good deal, an amazing deal.
Wow.
Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. Limit supply. See storestaples.com for details.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, partnering with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is here, so let the outdoor grilling begin. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 51% of Americans are likely to have between 5 and 10 barbecues this summer, and many will be grilling pork. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Requiring basic preparation and short cook time, pork is perfect for summer cookouts. Simply get a pork loin and cut it into medallions. Cover the medallions with olive oil and season with salt and pepper. Grill the pork for about 2 minutes aside until browned and caramelized. Reduce the heat and continue cooking for about 5 minutes or until cooked thoroughly. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Hi. Sharknado 2 starred Tara Reid. You remember her from Sharknado?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And some other things, too. She's riding the wave as far as it will carry her, and that includes launching a new perfume that's called Shark Perfume. Shark by Tara is what it's called. Described as a light and refreshing perfume, perfect for day-to-day wear. Shark by Tara is the bottle is shaped like a fin. Features hints of violet, lemon,
it's going to really confuse Jimmy Buffett fans.
Yeah, apparently, right. It incorporates a plethora of lavender colors. Let's see here. What else? She's married to Finn in the movie, right? In Sharknado?
Roberta. She's the one who's seen it.
I don't remember.
Sharknado 3 coming to Orleans, though, next year. Kathy Lee Gifford is writing a musical to be produced in New York about the Today Show.
Another one?
Yeah.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Ate in the NBC commissary the day before, and I knew I should not have tried their special, Legionnaire's Salad. Fortunately, I am covered by NBC's comprehensive medical plan, Blue Shaft. Blue Shaft pays for your first 10 days in the hospital. Not the nights. Nights, you got to find your own place to crash. And they got a weird doctor here at NBC, Shakes Corona. I was undressing. He stuck a dollar bill in my shorts.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to update some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of people are focused on this Ebola virus and what it does. I guess we'd like to know what it does do. What it basically eats away at whatever cellular structure you have that controls your blood, and the blood just goes everywhere. Is that right?
Absolutely. Doug, since March, there have been 1,201 cases of Ebola and 672 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, according to the World Health Organization. But not all Ebola viruses are the same. There are 5 different types of Ebola viruses, as happens often with viruses. Close relatives have very different effects. The current Ebola outbreak, unfortunately, is of the Zaire Ebola virus species. This one has historically had the highest death rate of the 5 different species of Ebola virus. The species was named after Zaire, now Democratic Republic of the Congo, where it was first found in 1976 and has a death rate of a whopping 68%. The other 4 types have death rates of 53%, 27%, 0%, 0%, and 0%. So should we be afraid of the Ebola threat? Well, the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control have both, Doug, said that the risk of Ebola spreading beyond West Africa is extremely low. The virus is difficult to transmit. This is an infection that requires very close contact. So, in fact, healthcare workers are at the most at risk. Currently, no options exist for treatment of the infection other than strict isolation of infected patients from others and supportive intensive care.
So how does something like this start? Where does something like this come from?
So what is the natural source of this?
Yeah.
There's some theories about this that it spread from animals. The transmission initially is from animals to humans. They suspect that the blood, the butchering or eating infected animals can spread the virus. Also, waste products. Tourists in certain African caves and some underground mine workers have been infected with the virus, possibly through contact with feces or urine of infected bats.
Mm.
And transmission does occur person to person, but you have to be very, very close to the person, and you have to get exposed to their body fluids. And it's thought in these very poor countries where the medical personnel don't use surgical masks and gloves, this is where it really can spread.
All right, quickly on the flesh-eating bacteria in Florida. What's that story?
This is a warning that our state, Florida health officials are cautioning the whole country, visitors to the state beaches, about the threat of flesh-eating bacteria lurking in warm seawater this summer. It's a mouthful. Vibrio vulnificus. It propagates in warm water. Doug, and if swallowed, can cause stomach ache, vomiting, and diarrhea. If it enters an open wound, skin breakdown and ulceration can also occur. Most people who contact Vibrio vulnificus will recover after taking antibiotics, but in cases where the illness becomes flesh-eating, surgery and even amputation may be needed. And if we have time, we can talk about prevention now or on the weekend.
All right. Well, I don't know about prevention. How do you, are you eating something, ingesting something, put some on your body? How do you prevent this?
Well, you can protect yourself from the bacterium, Doug, by keeping open wounds away from warm salt water, brackish water, or shellfish. You wear protective clothing. If you handle raw shellfish, cook all shellfish thoroughly, and don't let shellfish juices drip onto the other food. Shellfish that is not eaten soon after cooking should be refrigerated.
Oof. All right. We have about 30 seconds. Sleep and the connection to memory. If you get more sleep, you have a better memory. It's pretty simple, right?
Well, this is out of the Association of Psychological Sciences. Sleep deprivation is not good for any part of your body, and it can take a devastating toll on your memory. The news is that loss of sleep can leave people with false or inaccurate memories. Adults need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a day, while teens and younger children need 9 or more. Sleep, if it's not there, it can destroy your brain cells.
Wait.
It can increase your hunger level.
I never dated Cindy Crawford.
Oh, man. Sorry. Dr. Ken Cronow's here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.